This is a HeadGum Podcast.
Have you started a new business or a new creative practice and need a place to showcase all of your new exciting hard work? Squarespace is the place for you. You should make your next move on Squarespace because they have the most beautiful and award-winning designer templates. They have an all-in-one platform and you have incredible 24/7 customer service. So if you're like me and you're not very good at computers and technology, they are there to support you and walk you through step-by-step to create the perfect website for you. They also offer you a unique domain experience that's super, super simple and easy to set up. They're flexible for any kind of website. So whether you're a shop or you want to showcase your art or you started a new dog walking business, you can make any kind of website you can think of. So make your next move with Squarespace by starting your free trial today at squarespace.com and enter the code LOVIN to get 10% off of your first purchase. That is squarespace.com. Enter the code LOVIN and get 10% off of your first purchase. So I promise you, you guys are going to love it. I love Squarespace. We use Squarespace and it's the best.
To a brand new episode of Lady Lovin'. Thanks if you came to our live show the other week. It was so much fun.
It was
intense. We have a great show for you today. It is very timely because our friends Lauren and Ash have an event coming up in New York City on April 30th called Cycles and Sex. It's an all-day event about your body, sex, periods, birth, fluids, things that come out of your vagina, and more. So they're actually,
breasts.
Or your breasts. So
your mouth.
They are on the show today, Lauren Billy and Ashley Spivak. They are two guests. And of course, Jill and Greta are here too.
Hey guys.
Yay.
Hello. I'm very excited for this because my favorite thing, sorry, Lo and I are sharing a mic and I was just making her hold it for me. My favorite thing to talk about, our vaginas and sex. This is like the perfect episode for
it's
me.
Great.
No better way to spend my morning than with two gorgeous women talking about being gorgeous women. So thank you.
Thanks for having
thank
us.
You.
We're excited. You can't tell by our tones, but we are.
There's lots of smiles.
That's true.
Can you explain what Cycles and Sex is, since it obviously is an event that is happening on Sunday, right? April 30th, mm-hmm. Isn't it a Sunday?
Yeah.
So by the time this comes out, it'll be this coming Sunday. So everyone should go. So can you explain what it is, how you guys came up with the idea, what's going on, how you guys know each other? Just tell us. We love an origin story, so,
So
tell us that.
Yeah. So Cycles and Sex is a full-day event to teach you everything that you should know and most likely don't know about all things hormones, periods, reproductive health, sex. It'll be a full day of juicy panels and workshops, everything from period sex and the taboos around that to, you know, what are my birth control options. We'll be talking about politics inside of your vagina and kind of how to get them out of your parts and where we are.
Whoa.
And where we're going. And Ricky Lake and Abby Epstein are going to be there. They're going to be showing a sneak peek clip of their brand new documentary all about hormonal birth control.
I loved that first documentary.
The Business of Being Born.
I did too.
Yep.
Ash is a doula, you guys. Mm-hmm. Were you in that documentary?
I was not in that
documentary. Wait, can we explain what a doula is for listeners that don't know?
Yes, sure. So a doula is a support person for someone who is pregnant through their birth. So it's not clinical or medical, but it's an advocacy role, educational, and emotional support. And so we're there. We work with them through their pregnancy and are present for their births and then do some postpartum work as well.
So you go into the hospital and you're like, she doesn't want that motherfucking epidural.
I'm a bodyguard.
Advocate.
Sometimes she's gone for like 48 hours up straight supporting a woman.
Oh, wow.
Well, it's really intense because you kind of like around the time I know a chick that's a doula, and like around the time that her clients like are supposed to be going into labor, she can't do anything for like 3 weeks. She's like, the baby's gonna be born, I need to be around and I need to be there. Yeah. Because you're like, you become the best friend.
Yeah, I mean, yeah, one of the things that we always tell people is to kind of like try to ignore your labor for as long as possible.
Your what?
To just ignore it for yeah. as long as possible and just stay distracted and kind of like go about your day and do things that feel really good for you, so that mindset wise you're not like, oh my God, when do we go to the hospital? Like, I've been doing this for 3 weeks, 24 hours, and just be able to kind of take each thing as it comes.
Have you ever had to like pull a baby out of a vagina?
No.
Have you ever had to, did you ever get to cut an umbilical cord?
Not yes, but not a client's.
Is it like, you know, like the, I guess the dynamic between you and the doctor, are they very like protective over their space and you're like protective over like,
you know, at this point they're, especially in New York, a lot of them are very used to doulas being in the room, and it's just really different roles because we're yeah. not doing anything clinical or anything like that. And our goal really is to keep the pace and keep the calm. And so we never want to be in conflict with the practitioner. We're really there to kind of say, you know, can we have 5 more minutes? And that gives our clients a chance to really feel like they're active participants in their experience. But, you know, that's really hard for people to get to a place where they feel yeah. comfortable actually taking on this more active role, because, you know, their doctor is in a position of power. They're wearing this outfit and mm-hmm. people don't know anything about pregnancy kind of going into it. And so that's kind of how, one of the reasons at least why we started Cycles and Sex, is just to get people starting to think about their reproductive health a little bit sooner, even if there's no plans necessarily to actually reproduce, right? Yeah. Like, we all have these hormonal systems happening, cycling through us all the time, and no one teaches it to us. And you just, together, Lauren and I, just all these moments of like, what the hell? Why didn't no one tell us this? Like, legit false information. You know, 18 states still don't require sex ed in yeah. their schools. And forget about like hormones, forget about periods. You know, no one's telling us anything about that.
Well, so I don't know anything like about hormones. About
sex ed, I also feel like I have a vague like memory of like, it's, they like wheeled in the TV, because obviously I'm old, so it was like back in the day, so they like wheel in the TV to the classroom, you know, and then they like put on the video, but like everyone's like nervous and like looking around, and it's like you're not really like, oh, like paying attention or like, let me take notes or like, what's going on here? It's, you're just like literally like in shock and you don't like remember any of it.
Yeah. Can we talk totally. Though about how exciting it was to see your teacher wheel in that TV? Whenever the teacher would card in the TV, I was like, oh fuck, you're yeah, like, it's like it's gonna be a movie day in school. Yeah, I feel like the problem with sex ed, and I had the luxury of going to like a very progressive high school where like everything was very open and we could talk and it was very like hippy dippy. I mean, we called teachers by their first names, and our only like dress code rule was that you had to wear shoes. So I think
that's
even
great.
Yeah, it was a very,
you didn't have to wear pants.
No, you could go pantless. No, it's just like they, it's funny because like I went to boarding school in Connecticut for my freshman year of high school, and it was like, it was a psychotic dress code.
Did you wear a choke?
I went to choke.
My partner went to choke.
Really? And did you see
is
all of that scandal stuff?
Chode.
Chode. C-H-O-A-T.
It's very confusing.
It's very confusing. That is a other, that yes. word can mean other things.
I went to
Maybe
Chode.
You guys know each other.
Chode Rosemary Hall.
Yep.
And I went there for my freshman year and I absolutely hated it. And I don't know if I hated it because I think I hated it mostly for what was going on in my family and less about the actual school. It's an incredible institution. But all that sex scandal stuff just came out, that there's been a tremendous amount of sexual abuse between faculty and students, which is terrifying. And my brother and my dad and my aunt all sent me that article and they were like, what's going on? And I was like, I thankfully am yeah. fine. But
yeah. Totally. And yeah. I think that's a big part of it, too, is like, how do we empower people to have a voice around these things?
It's,
and it starts young. It starts young. And so Cycles and Sex is speaking to a bit of an older audience. We're doing a lot of outreach right now to get kids in college campuses to come to the event. But that's such a perfect point. It's like, how do we empower people to have a voice in some way sooner, too, and feel like they are like the keepers of their own bodies and their own health, and what what can we do to educate people around that so that trust is there? Because, you know, like in our culture, everything that we're fed does everything it can to make us not trust our bodies, whether it's like body shaming or how we're supposed to look or even like being on birth control for decades of our lives. And this is like nothing bad about birth control. It's just another thing where we're totally disconnected from for how sure. our bodies work and learning our cycles. And
I think that the biggest thing too is like the more that you know, I guess, like how your body works, the more comfortable you are with your body and the like better off. When you're comfortable, you'll make stronger decisions for mm-hmm. yourself.
Yeah.
Because I feel like for me, like I didn't even really feel like, you know, comfortable with like what's happening. And the fact that I even have boobs till like literally last year. And I was like, oh, okay. Like this is cool. You know what I mean? Like my body's cool. I never felt like that ever. And there's I'm 30 years old, you know?
Totally.
It's crazy.
I think something I've learned and not even fully learned, but just since we've been doing this event is that our bodies or a female body operates on this 4-week cycle and that every week different stuff is going on in our body that affect how we think, how we're physically able.
Yeah.
And if I only knew that stuff, then I could actually live my life according to like the flow of my cycle.
Can yeah. we talk about this?
Yeah.
Did you see that?
I barely know
what you have to say about that, but did you see the video that Glamour put out that was like every single, I think it was Glamour and it was like a girl and it was like every single day leading up to her period and after and the different like hormones and emotions she felt?
I didn't see it.
Yeah.
Cool.
Like, that's like a real. Really cool video because yeah. I was like, oh, awesome.
Yes. Well, I always know which days I get to into explosive fights with my loved one. Yeah.
But there might be a way to know, I mean, like this, there's hormones in my body that are making me more short-tempered or I need more rest. And you could,
well,
like,
I know, but I already do know. And right. I just get into the fights anyway.
Sure.
And she then I just,
fighting is fun.
But then I just blame them on that. I'm like, oh, like 3 days later, I'm like, I'm sorry. I was getting my period.
See, but it's true.
If anyone
I turn into a, like a, not rational human, or not necessarily not rational, but way more emotional, and everything feels like a way bigger deal.
Sure.
Because a couple days later, I'm like, yeah, you still hurt my feelings, but my feelings are way less hurt than they normally would be.
Part of that is, I mean, there are real hormonal shifts that are happening, but you know, traditionally, when one is like bleeding or having their period, it's like the time of rest and when our bodies really are needing to rejuvenate. And so that's a lot of times because, you know, we're in New York, we're in these major cities, we're in these jobs where we have to work all the time. It's really hard for us to kind of step back during those periods and just listen to that and get more sleep, eat really well, take care of ourselves. And because of that, it's a lot easier for those hormones to kind
for
of
sure.
like take over and be more short-tempered and feel so overwhelmed because we aren't able to rest, really.
Yeah, I cried in a meeting last week, and I was, like, going in as, like, a strong, powerful woman, and then he said something, like, really mean, and I was, like, fighting back with this guy that I'm working with on a project, and I just, like, couldn't help it, and then I, like, stormed off before I cried, and I felt like that scene in Sex and the City where like Samantha's trying to get the job and then she like cries in the elevator and I was like, oh god, what's happening to me?
Yeah, my emotions with my period, I always felt like I never really had PMS. Like I never really felt that way with my period. I kind of always felt the same, but then I realized like my version of PMS, I can't talk right now. My version of PMS is just like crazy depression. Mm. So rather than getting like angry or like aggressive or like really moody, I just get like very depressed. Mm-hmm. And then I go into a state of like, it very quickly goes from like everything's terrible to then me being like, I'm terrible, like, I'm a loser, this, what the fuck am I doing, like, blah, 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 blah. And I only recently was like, oh, yeah, whenever I get that way, it's usually, like, leading up to my period. Yeah. And then once I get my period, I'm like, oh, everything's not so bad. Yeah, I'm like, I don't want to die today.
Yeah, and so it's interesting to kind of, like, note those patterns that we have within ourselves. And I think, so two of the panels that I'm really excited about at Cycles and Sex, one is a workshop with Alyssa Vitti, and it's just basically everything you need to know about your cycle and kind of how to fix it.
She knows everything.
Yeah, she knows a lot. She's awesome. And she has like this whole program to kind of help you better understand how your cycle works called Flow Living, or Mind Flow is the new app of hers.
She'll be like, the third week of your cycle is when you should pitch ideas. Because
well, very like astrology kind of based around period.
She'll be like, if you... So you should pitch ideas certain times, and then right. she'll say you're like more artistic certain times.
Typically you're, around ovulation.
Really? This is what I need to know.
I know. I need to know this too.
Yeah. I want to know what
it's
I'm
the first panel.
This yeah. is cool.
So that's our first. That's like kind of opening up the day. And then right after that, we have our lady part probs. And we use the word lady very loosely just to signify biological parts, and we don't want to be exclusive at all. We really welcome all genders and agenders to be that.
Can
there.
Men come to cycle?
Please. Duh.
I was with a guy once and he had no idea, or most men I feel have no idea, like when a woman can get pregnant.
For sure.
For sure. And it's also like
women don't know either.
It's men's responsibility as well as women's responsibility if they're not trying to get pregnant to together prevent that. And I find that it's always like so much just like the woman's. If
agreed.
You're with
patriarchy,
maybe not a
I was just
great
about to
man.
Say, you know, we're all sitting here being like, we don't know this, we don't know that. It's because like the patriarchy doesn't want women to be empowered and informed about their bodies, because just like they don't want us to be able to make our own decisions, like giving the woman the power to their body is the most powerful thing we can have. Like mm-hmm. the right to make our own decisions, the right yeah. to choose totally. What we want to do, like that then yeah. makes us the most powerful creatures on the planet, because then we decide if we want to fucking procreate, and we decide if we want to continue to bring life on Earth. And I think for these men that don't believe in the empowerment of women and like the innate right for women to be able to make their own decisions, want to control that because it's scary for them because they are dumb.
Louis C.K. had the funniest joke in his latest stand-up where he was like, women need to like vet out like who the good men are. He's like, women need to decide like whose baby they want to have, because they're like, if they don't want to have it, that guy's an asshole. You know what I mean? Yeah. It's like they only want to bring like great things to the world, so we need to let women decide. Yeah. It was very funny.
Yeah, I mean, and there are some great men out there, and
yes.
that's why we were really excited to have men included in a lot of our panels and a lot of our workshops. And I think what you just said is so spot on as to a lot of the reason why we wanted to make Cycles and Sex. And you know, our co-creator Natalia and Lauren and I, we don't know the answers to a lot of this stuff either. That's a lot of why we wanted to do this, was here's all of our questions that we know all of our friends, all of our clients, all of our networks also want the answers to. And so it's been really special and amazing to have all these innovators and experts across the different platforms of menstrual, sexual, reproductive, and hormonal health under the same roof for the first time, because it's never talked about as being interconnected with one another. Mm-hmm. They're always thought of like, you know, your reproductive health is here, sex is over here. You know, you don't think about birth until you're actually like 37 weeks pregnant. And so what can we do to get everyone together, getting those good men in there
yeah.
too, and just put everyone under the same roof so they have access to this information and can interact with it firsthand, ask all the questions. There's going to be a marketplace on site too with all these different fun tools, everything from like vibrators and the Pleasure Chest, which is one of our partners, is going to have a pop-up in shop, which is great for men too. There'll be sex ed programming throughout the day. And then on the marketplace will be everything from like vulva tonics to what else? To underwear.
What's
to
a vulva
hair
tonic?
Care?
Ooh, fur. That
fur?
Yeah. Yeah.
Wait. What's a vulva tonic?
It's an oil that's specially created to take care of your vulva skin and tissues.
Gorgeous.
Ooh, cool. Fun.
There are going to be demos on how to take care of your lady, how to take care of your lady parts,
yep. like
as well.
When you were saying something about like your pubic hair, like a shampoo.
I've been contemplating pubic hair lately.
She is. Mm-hmm. Literally, she texted me last week.
Yeah, me too.
Separately, Greta and I both got a text, and Lo
which
was
is
like,
hilarious because we're on a group text.
Obviously.
We text our group text every day, and it was very nice that Lo separately texted Jillian and I about
She's like,
pubic
what do you
hair.
Think about this?
I'm I like, love my bush.
Do whatever.
So you guys are bush, pro bush.
I personally love having pubic hair. For me, I went so long waxing, like getting a full Brazilian forever and ever. And I, number one, I wanted to stop doing it because I was like, dudes are fucking whack if they think that like I don't have pubic hair and that they think this is like, for me, I didn't like how it made me feel. If you love, like my sister loves having a full Brazilian because it makes her feel sexy, yeah, and good same. And empowered and great. So in my eyes, I'm like, if you're like Jilly, like if you're doing it, I know that they're both getting it because that's how they feel confident. Go ahead. For me, I was doing it because I felt like it was what was expected of me from men. Yeah. So then I was like, no. And then I just grew in my vagina hair. That being said, I get an extended bikini wax.
Do you trim?
Yes.
So, like, do you have special scissors that you've bought for that?
Yes.
Oh.
I use like hair scissors.
Cool.
And then I use it. And then you want to know what I do?
I'd love to know your grooming process.
So, okay, so I get an extended bikini wax, okay. Which is I get like the edges of my, like, you know, whatever.
So then when you wear a bikini, you're not.
Yeah, and I get my like, I'm like lifting up my like, I get my like inner, like very close to like my. Yeah, yeah, I get my butt wax. Well, not anymore after my butt issues.
What were your butt issues?
Oh, man.
We talk about
this on every episode.
Okay, sorry.
I mean, to make a long story short, I had an anal fissure, and it, like, gave me a little skin problem. But I get my butt wax usually, and then, like, the area around my, like, vagina hole wax.
So do you, is that, like, on the menu, or is that, like, something special that
it's
you
asked
for?
It's called an extended bikini.
Interesting.
So you get to keep your vagina hair wherever you want to keep it, yeah. And then you just get the rest of it waxed
whatever
off.
You want.
And then
it's like you're a chia pet.
Exactly.
I love it.
You know what's very fun though? Sometimes when you get a pubic hair that's like 2 inches long, and you're like, I fucking did that. You know?
Do you know what's gonna be scary is when it starts turning gray.
Yeah, but then that's also gonna be cute because it's gonna be like a little salt and pepper.
I'm scared. I'm scared for that. Are you guys going to talk about that April 30th?
We're not. We should consider.
What yeah. happens when your hair pubes. Becomes gray?
Yeah.
I've decided to grow out my pubes.
We're going
to
include menopause next time around.
I think I'm going down your route, though, of not like a full bush, but just like a little something there because
an extended.
Not?
I love that.
I've done it a couple times before. I go back and forth, but I don't know. I just was like, whatever, man. I just want to look like a woman. Do you know what I mean? I was at the gym the other day. And, like, I'm not, like, staring at naked ladies at the gym, but this lady
you're looking. Not, like, staring not deeply, staring. But, like, you're not observing.
Taking in the atmosphere.
Everyone's staring.
I'm yeah. looking.
But, like, I'm at the gym too. Every day in the locker room every day. So
yeah,
there's a lot of naked ladies.
For sure.
So, really, I'm not really looking because I'm there so often. But a lady walked by me with, like, beautiful pubic hair, and I was like, you look like such a gorgeous woman. I think that I want that.
Get it, girl.
And so now I'm making it happen. And guess what? I don't even have to do anything to make it happen. It just happens automatically.
I know. Mm-hmm. Congrats.
Yes, it's
thanks.
True.
What are you guys, as the founders of the event, most excited to talk about? Do you guys have like different things that you're most excited to talk about or learn about?
I'm like really into the politics of it. I'm really excited. I mean, since the election is when I jumped on way more deep to this project, just because the patriarchy and
yeah.
just because thinking about what he said about grabbing a woman's pussy and that he's the president of the country just makes me like sick and disempowered. And I want to give the information to women. I want to normalize the conversation. I want to inspire people to stand up for this deep wisdom and power that's in our bodies. We're responsible for the human race, but there's like shame attached to our
periods.
I was
going to say, there's so much shame attached to being a woman that is frightening, and it's cyclical because it's like, you know, for women that have grown up that way and don't know any different and haven't learned any different, that's then how they'll raise future generations of women to come. And it's not that I think that all women want to be empowered. I hate using that word, but I think like all women want the knowledge. But I think that for most women, it's they're embarrassed to like seek it out, or they feel like it's wrong to educate themselves about what's going on with their body. And like, I think there's just so much shame attached to it that it's really depressing.
I feel like Agreed. A lot of people feel alone. Like they feel like they're the only woman experiencing yeah. that, and they don't feel like other people are. And so I think that like opening the conversation, which we're all doing with these, you know, with your event, Cycles and Sex, and with our podcast, and you know, all these other women doing these amazing things, I think just being able to talk about stuff, everyone else is like, wow, this is also happening to me, and never before like has there been a time where that's happened, you know.
I also think that a lot of women, in regards to what we're talking about, don't even know what they don't know,
right?
That's mm-hmm. the thing, mm-hmm. you know, because I feel that if you're curious about something, you have Google, you can go look it up and, you know, try to figure it out. But I think that there's so much that we don't even know about.
Yeah. That was something that was interesting to me, was even if I wanted, if I wanted to learn about this cycle stuff that we were talking about a few minutes ago, there's no, I can even Google it and not find it.
That's like, what I was going to say. I don't even know where it is.
Or plant. There's no like Amazon or Google for yeah. everything regarding reproductive health and sex.
No, WebMD would be like, you probably have terminal cancer growing in your vagina.
Right. Yeah, because yeah, no, all the information out there, not only is it hard to find and kind of spread out, but the tone of voice is always so fear-based of like, if you don't yeah. do this, this is what's going to happen. Or just really not that accessible, and especially for the audience to whom we're speaking, we're really used to getting information in a way that's fast and easy to digest and fun. And so that's super exciting to us too, is really integrating some humor into these topics and letting people find a place where the information actually feels like something they're interested in and
right.
They can relate to.
I also feel a lot of women feel guilt.
Sure.
When it comes to like the sexual part of it or like all of that, and it's like that's the worst. It's like fear and guilt, the combination of the two.
Oh, yeah, fear, guilt, and shame. Oh yeah. My god.
Well, on all of those gorgeous feelings, we are going to take a quick break to hear a nice little word from our sponsor.
Today's episode is brought to you by Aptiv, which is an app, which is cool, of course. So, you know, whenever you're working out and your personal trainer or the teacher makes you want to work out harder, you know, they give you that drive for some reason. So Aptiv delivers that experience straight to your earbuds by syncing the motivational guidance of a trainer with the perfect playlist to bring you an elevated on-demand audio fitness experience. So from beginner stair climber classes to high-intensity elliptical workouts and energizing yoga flows, you can access professionally guided workouts anytime, anywhere with Aptiv. So like I said, hundreds of fitness classes, high-intensity interval training, amazing playlists with the music that you already love, and the ability to track your progress directly in the app. So you can get unlimited access to all classes for $9.99 a month or $99.99 a year. And they also offer a 100% money-back guarantee within 7 days, no questions asked. So for all of us Lady Levin listeners, you get a free 30-day trial with Aptiv when you use the code Levin, L-O-V-I-N, and you can get it at www.aptiv.com. That's A-A-P-T-I-V.com. And the first 30 days are on them. So go get it, guys.
And we are back. Before we move on to talking about sex, I mean, we've kind of been talking about sex, but like really talking about sex, I think that something that I like struggle with, or not struggle with, the whole kids conversation. It's like, do you want kids? Like, do you think you want kids? And I think that there's a huge stigma around women that don't want kids. And I think that a lot of women that don't want kids are made to feel like they're freaks, or like something is wrong with them, or like they're not going to have this one experience that is so the only thing like a woman can do. And so many people feel like it's the woman's purpose to procreate. And I think that that's a really important conversation too. And I don't think that, you know, I think what's cool about your event is that it's just really about like educating your body and not necessarily focused around like all reproductive things, because I think that all that we're talking about is for women that don't necessarily want kids either.
It's for both.
Yeah.
Yeah. Absolutely. And even if you never want to have kids, your body's going to go through all the fertility mechanisms.
Right.
And you'll still have menopause.
Right. Of course.
So you should know what's going on.
I just think that, you know, and you're a doula especially, I just think that there should be a more positive conversation around women that don't want to have kids, because I think that they are just as much women and have every right to feel right. the way that they feel as they want.
Yeah, totally. And I think that's part of what we're with the term like reproductive health, trying to take the notion away that that just means having a baby. It
right.
doesn't just mean reproducing. It means what are the hormones that are happening in your body? What does it mean to have ovaries and a uterus, whether they're actually going to be used to make a human being or not?
Right.
You know, kind of what Lauren was saying before, that's still happening. So how do we kind of take the word reproductive health or the term outside of just, like you were saying, giving birth?
Yeah. Well, even also, like, I feel like people that do want kids are having kids later. And so it's like your body's experiencing those hormones that you would be having, I guess, when you're pregnant or after you have kids and you're not having kids yet. So it's like, what is that about?
Yeah. We're going to talk about that. I mean, especially in New York or even these days, people are having kids later, period.
Yeah, for sure.
I'd say the majority of Natalia and I's clients are late 30s, early 40s.
Yeah. I totally want to do that. That sounds fun.
It sounds so fun.
I read an article maybe just last week. I think it was in the New York Times about how there's been this shift between women who become mothers later and, you know, that affects potentially the health of their children. Mm. And there's been a shift, and now these children are a lot healthier than they used to be, actually, because the women who are choosing to have children later, you know, like make better health decisions for them. They have like a higher socioeconomic standing. So there's been like a real shift. Mm-hmm. And there's all these studies that have been done, because for me, I'm like, oh God, like when I'm 32, like it's over for me, but it's not. I think that's the reality. It's like actually
it's over,
like,
for me.
It's over for me.
I mean, I'm only laughing because I've totally felt that.
There's a huge sense of like, oh God, I need to do this now so that I have a healthy baby, or like I have to freeze my eggs or whatever.
And then
I know a lot of women who are not that much older than me who have frozen their eggs already.
Freezing your eggs too, also you're adding more hormones to your body, and it's like, do you even need to do that right away? Like, you know what I mean? It's like, but then they're like, the sooner that you freeze your eggs, the healthier, like, or the more eggs or whatever it is that you get. But it's like, I don't know, like, is it worse to have more hormones in your body? Like, I don't know.
Yeah. I've read that too, or that 36 is the magic year to freeze your eggs.
Really?
But we'll have
my mom.
Yeah.
And you are perfect.
Well, there is an egg freezing 101 session happening.
Yeah,
at the event.
But I think, you know, in general, it's like, I don't think any of us know the answers to this. And everyone's body is so unique that there's no like one size fits all answer. So having the education to feel out what's best for you.
Can you, before we like dive into some sex questions that we have, can you guys do like a breakdown of how Sunday, April 30th is going to go, and like, you know, the kind of programming people can expect at the event?
You come at 11:30. Well, you can come anytime. It's like an expo.
Where is it?
Oh, it's at 404, which is on 32nd
and 10th Avenue.
Mm-hmm. At this beautiful space. It's three stories. The bottom two floors will be a marketplace with 36, 38 vendors, social partners, all kinds of information.
Yeah. So everything from like products that you can play with that all support your menstrual, but we have like a couple of categories. So everything from like better bleeding to birth control options,
better bleeding,
to lady part
probs.
What birth control options? Like birth control options that aren't like the pill or...
So we'll have Planned Parenthood there. So that they'll be representing that aspect of it. But then we'll also have FemCap doing demos there, and they have a cervical cap. So which is a non-hormonal option. So you'll be able to learn how to use the cervical cap.
Cute. Oh,
which will be interesting for sure. Yeah. And then also some apps that are teaching you how to use, and practitioners, they local practitioners.
Family planning?
Yep, exactly. Well,
or they teach you how to do the method.
Yeah,
the
fertility awareness method.
Oh my God, my father tried to teach me that like last year. I was like,
and
Dad.
That's when you have sex around,
you don't
allow dad teaching you the
get
fertility.
Ejaculated in like, while you're ovulating.
Well, you kind of do it, you kind of make it up for yourself, but the idea is you're super educated about your own personal cycle. So you know the times when you're fertile or potentially fertile versus not possible for you to get pregnant at all. So you're able to then make choices.
I want
to
learn that.
So there's some amazing apps. Like Flow Living is one of them, Flutter and Daisy, they'll all be there to kind of show you that end of things. And then one of the things that we're super excited about too is, and then the Pleasure Chest will have a pop-up shop, and they're like a boutique here in New York, Chicago.
Oh, I love the Pleasure Chest.
They're awesome. And they have free sex ed programming at their locations, which is really unique for a sex shop. So they have a huge emphasis on education. So they'll be bringing some of their programming into the event as well. And then we've teamed up some of our vendors with local nonprofits to kind of support them and being able to be there and show the amazing work they're doing and be able to form relationships with one another. So like the Reproductive Health Access Project will be there, Planned Parenthood, like I said, the Doula Project, the Callan Lorde Center, a bunch of different organizations that, for example, Good Clean Love, which is one of our, they create these amazing eco-friendly, organic, like intimate care products. Their partner was the Callan Lorde Center, and we just got an email that they were able to then send them all of their products to use for their center because they were able to start building these relationships, which is super exciting for us.
Also, in regards to the social partners, I don't know if you guys know this, but you know I love the politics part. If Roe versus Wade was changed at the national level, was flipped, then
overturned,
New York would not be safe.
Yes, it's very true.
So the Reproductive Health Act is something that's on the floor in the state level, and Rally and Rise, which is this really cool woman, her organization is going to be there, and we're going to be doing lobbying for the New York Reproductive Health Act, where you can fill out postcards and sign things.
Amazing. Yeah. That's very important.
It is.
That's a great...
I mean, thinking about Roe v. Wade getting overturned makes me like have like my eye twitch and also makes me like want to vomit all at the same time, because that would be over, like any access for women's health, regardless of whether it has to deal with your vagina, just like wanting to go and get any sort of access to anything would be done, would be over fully. And then you'd have these psychotic monster men that want to privatize everything and then make a bunch of money off of women just like having no control of their bodies. So this is very important.
Yeah. And then the upstairs, that was all the downstairs. The upstairs will be where the panels are.
Amazing.
Which will be all day.
Great.
Cool. How do you get tickets?
So you can get tickets by going to cyclesandsex.com.
Okay.
There's two ticket levels. The all access level will give you entrance to the main panels and workshops. And then the marketplace level will give you entry to the bottom two floors. So that would be the marketplace with all the vendors, the demos about the cervical cap and kind of how to take care of your lady parts, and the Pleasure Chest programming as well.
Got it.
Awesome. Is it time to sexplore?
I think it is.
Sorry, I haven't had any coffee yet.
This is what we're going to speak about today, everyone.
What?
Orgasms.
Mm. Ooh.
I don't know in what context, but I think that we should talk about them.
Okay.
The big O. As Greta loves to call it.
Greta
is making an O. Greta looks like an orgasm today because her hair is kind of like curled and she's got these like high-waisted, like cool, sexy, like Cindy Crawford jeans. So, yeah, I would say that Greta's vibe today is orgasm.
Orgasm.
Which is cool.
I love an orgasm.
Me too.
Do you guys, when you have sex, do you have more than one orgasms? Mm. I never do. I only have one, and then I'm just done.
No.
Is that a myth of women that are coming like five times when they have sex? Not because they can, but because their partners are like giving them five orgasms. Is that
every time
a
girlfriend
thing?
Says that, I think she's lying in my head.
Same.
I'm like, okay, 12. Same. Okay.
12.
As someone who says 12.
I'm like, one. Congratulations, I did it.
12 orgasms? Impossible.
I think she doesn't know what orgasm means. That's what I'm thinking in my head.
Honestly, I don't think a lot of people know what it means either.
Well, I think that you can feel really intense stuff happening in your vagina.
Yeah.
And you think like, oh, this is what it is. Like, I have never had an orgasm from vaginal penetration. I've only been able to have a clitoral orgasm. I've never been able to have like an orgasm from the inside. So I don't know.
Neither.
There are times where I've thought to myself, this feels really intense and I feel a lot of things. Is this
an
what
orgasm?
It is? But I don't know.
I bought this book, She Comes First, which was recommended by my good friend Jesse Israel, who Lauren works with at The Big Quiet, about the female orgasm. But it's literally like a book about how to give a woman an orgasm. But I read it because I was like, I want to know how I'm supposed to get an orgasm. But it's confusing. It's so technical and confusing. I feel like there just needs to be a little bit more information about that out there. Literally.
It's all the clit.
It's a lot of the clit, but also like, ue my G-spot. You know what I mean? Like,
have you guys female ejaculated?
Yes.
No.
Nope. I have.
No.
I'm totally jealous.
Agreed.
I'm totally jealous. How did this happen for you?
Yeah, I want to hear
this story.
Well,
that's the problem.
Too.
It was this one man who now I like always want to find again because he's the only one that can do it, and he can do it within like 3 minutes.
But I think also this is the myth. It's not just one man. It's
no, I know.
You
but
can
in
do
my
it
path,
and someone else can do that for you.
I'm sure another man can. But sometimes I'm like, I should just call him and have him explain what's going on, and then I can teach every person I'm
that?
Ever with. I have, but
you
it's just complicated.
Right,
we could, we could call him.
Hey,
okay,
but
we
can
could
you
explain on air. David Anthony Stark.
Okay, David Anthony Stark, if you're listening, we need you to call in an episode and
it's
teach
crazy
us.
But how crazy
do.
That we have to call a man to figure out how we
but gushing waterfalls.
Yeah. What?
But it doesn't. But the thing is, it doesn't feel like an orgasm.
Yeah, no, that happens
does it feel
to me.
Like?
It just feels like whoa, tons
a
of liquids
lot of
is coming.
Stuff.
But
yeah.
How do you know if you had one then?
Well, it's ejaculation.
It's also,
not
it's like an alarming amount
of liquid.
Fluid.
Yeah,
it's not like you're like. Okay.
What's an alarming amount of fluid?
Okay, I mean, well, like stain on the ground. I mean, like a puddle.
Okay, like you know when you watch squirting porn and it looks like they're just like peeing all the time.
Honestly,
that's not what it's like.
I haven't watched squirting porn. So
it's
no.
not even. It's not.
It's
squirting.
Not squirting. It's
like,
just like this happened to me the other
it's
night.
Like your water
honestly.
Broke.
Exactly. Happened to me the other night when I was having sex with my boyfriend. Cool. And it was like a really crazy feeling. And then I was like, did you come in me? And he's like, no. And I was like, there's so much like fluid coming out of me. Like you came in me. And I like became this psychopath. And I went like so psychotic, like being whatever, like annoying about that. And then I was fluid all over the place. And my sheets were fucking wet and like all this stuff. And then he faked came. My boyfriend faked an orgasm on me. Yes.
I think this is the bigger story.
Can you believe it? I didn't even know that men
could
do that.
Because he didn't know what to do about all the
liquid.
Well,
because he started getting freaked out. And then I was like, obviously wanting him to come, you know, because it's like
he did it to like.
So he did it so that I he faked an orgasm so that I would like stop like being like, come, I want you to come, blah, blah, blah. And not only did he fake an orgasm, he also, you guys, he's literally asleep in the other room right now, which is why I'm like talking quietly. He also fake came in his hand and then fake wiped
what?
The cum on a towel.
Whoa.
So there were so many.
Was, wait, have that's three lies. That is three lies.
Yeah. And then I get back in bed and I'm like, and I get back in bed and there's like a silent period and I'm like, there's fucking, like my sheets are wet and there's fucking my cum everywhere. And he's like, I didn't come. And I was like, what? And he was like, I didn't come. And now I have really bad blue balls. And I'm like,
you're a fucking liar. And I was like, but you wiped the cum on the towel. And he was like, there was no cum.
Oh my God. This story is so funny.
Can you believe it?
I mean, listen, just the same way women do it sometimes, men can do it too.
Oh my God. That's really good.
Really good.
He like really dedicated himself to that.
Well, he's a really good actor. So like, good for him, man. Like maybe he has an audition coming up and he was trying to prep.
Using his degree.
Yeah.
Are you guys going to have a squirting workshop?
We have female orgasm.
Yeah. 101. And actually the woman, Mal Harrison, who's teaching it, she was responsible for making the internal clitoris well known.
Oh. The internal clitoris? What is that?
You'll have to ask her. I do not know that much about it. I'm very curious.
You'll be at that panel.
I will be at that panel. A lot of the sex stuff, I will be at those panels. As I'm doing more of this work, I'm like, wait, what? That does what? What?
I know.
So that is one of the panels I will definitely be sitting in on.
Cool.
I wish I were here to be at this event.
Unfortunately, I will be in Los Angeles. But I think
Greta,
learning what?
Maybe I'll videotape some stuff for you.
No, I'm being serious.
There's going to be a podcast of all of them afterwards.
Oh, great. So amazing. That's very, very important.
And will the podcast be on your website?
It will.
Awesome.
The thing is like I've sat with my fingers in my vagina for years trying to find my G-spot. And I think I found it. Like, I think I've definitely located it because they say it's supposed to feel like a little rough pea, like in a little pea-sized thing that's like sort of rough
in the up there.
In the up there.
A little addict.
Yeah, but like I want to activate it.
Yeah.
You know, and I've
like David.
I've literally, exactly like David.
You need a David.
But know. I want to do it. Like I've literally finger banged myself for a decade trying on my own.
Probably longer.
Yes, longer. Truly, since I was like 9.
Probably 20 years.
I know. It's so true and not sad. But
and great.
It is great. I want to get this tool, though, that I've seen at the Pleasure Chest. It's like a G-spot tool.
Activator.
That's shaped kind of like a hook. And I want to hook
get on
my
in
G-spot.
There.
Did you know that I always think about like how many emergency room visits people have with sex toys?
Yes. You always think about that?
Yeah. Well, you know, I'm like into safety. So sometimes I think about it. I'm like looking at stuff and I'm like, oh man.
I cannot wait for the day you call me. You're like, Lo, I'm at the emergency room because I have like a butt plug stuck inside of me.
Honestly, that would probably happen to me.
I know. That's why I said I can't wait for the day that you have to call me and tell me that.
You'll be my first. You guys, well, I'll text you guys, but not on the group chat. It'll be separate.
That's funny. Okay. Well, this was wonderful.
This was lovely.
At the end of every episode, we have our guests shout out a lady that they love and admire, hence the name Lady Lovin'. Mm. So I should have warned you guys about this.
This is on the spot Lady
ahead
Lovin'.
Of time. But this is on the spot Lady Lovin'. So you each get to pick somebody.
It can be anyone too. They don't need to be like famous. They don't even need to be alive.
Yeah.
It can be anyone.
Okay. It could be even a fictional character.
Or yourself, or your alter ego.
Or each other.
Yeah.
Well, I'll start. I'll shout out Lauren, of course, and also Natalia, who is in here with us today, who's our third co-creator and also my partner for Brilliant Bodies and all of our doula work. So
fab.
We wish you were here.
Amazing.
Cool answer. Margaret Sanger, the woman who started Planned Parenthood, because this was so back in the day, and she was so brave. I have a picture of her on my desk.
That's nice.
Love it.
I dig it.
Well, cool. Guys, you can follow Cycles and Sex on Instagram at Cycles and Sex.
Cycles and Sex.
And get tickets.
Tickets at cyclesandsex.com.
We have a code for you guys.
Oh, a code.
Called Lady Lovin'.
Cool. Right.
It'll give you free entrance to the marketplace level. And then Lady Lovin' 2 will give you 20% off for the all access tickets.
Okay, Lady Lovin' and then the number 2.
Mm-hmm.
Lady Lovin' 2 is 20% off
the
whole thing. And Lady Lovin' gives you free access to the merch.
Yep.
Marketplace.
And Pleasure Chest programming too.
Cool.
All caps.
Okay, and the event's April 30th.
From 11:30 to 7 p.m. And you can come and go throughout the day.
Awesome.
And we'll be sharing on our socials. So if you're driving or commuting and listening to this, you can just
check out our Instagrams and we'll have all that information for you.
Yeah, this is really, really amazing. I'm very excited that women are creating programming for women and education and empowerment, and it makes the future seem more bright than dim.
So. And the other cool thing about it, guys, is it's stylish.
The photos are really
beautiful. Yeah, we're millennials.
And also, they're the font, aesthetically targeting. Yeah,
the font is cool, and I'm interested because it looks exciting even from just the brochure.
Thank you.
So that's a positive.
So everybody go. Learn about your cycle. Learn how to have good sex. Learn how to have good sex with yourself.
Learn how to be comfortable in your own skin, because that will take you to the moon.
And back.
And that's what I'm going to leave you with, everyone. We love you.
Yeah, that's it.
Thank you.
Tune in next week. Tune in next week.
Tune in every week.
Subscribe if you haven't. Give us 5 stars.
Leave us a comment.
Only nice ones.
You know, we could use some criticism. It just makes us stronger, Greta.
No. Mm-mm. I mean, if the criticism is like, Jilly, I want you to talk more, that's fine. But if it's like, Greta, I want you to shut the fuck up, that's not fine.
Jeez, no one would ever say that.
I think someone did tell me to shut up once, so that hurt my feelings, but it's okay.
Well, you're still talking.
Still, yeah, it didn't work.
So you're still here.
It didn't work.
All right, we love you guys.
Bye.
Bye.
That was a HeadGum Podcast.